Your values might be a cage you built yourself. That's not a metaphor. It's the core diagnosis Friedrich Nietzsche spent his career pressing against. Most people assume Nietzsche was a nihilist, someone who believed nothing matters. That's almost exactly backwards. Nietzsche was terrified of nihilism. He saw it as the great danger lurking inside modern civilization. His actual project was to prevent it, and the way he did that was by attacking the values people cling to for comfort, not to destroy meaning, but to force the creation of something stronger. Think of a person who never questions why they feel guilty. They just feel guilty. They apologize constantly, shrink from ambition, and call it humility. Nietzsche had a name for the psychological machinery behind that pattern: resentment. It's a French word he used deliberately, a reactive hostility that cannot discharge itself outward, so it turns inward and becomes a moral system. In On the Genealogy of Morals, Nietzsche argues that what we call good and evil didn't fall from the sky. They were produced by specific historical conditions, specific psychological pressures. His genealogical method asks three sharp questions. Where did this value come from? What conditions created it? And what function does it actually serve? That last question, Gary, is the one most people never ask, because the answer is often uncomfortable. Now, here's where the architecture of morality gets interesting. Nietzsche draws a hard distinction between two types. Master morality starts from an affirmative sense of strength. The primary judgment is, I am good, and bad is just a secondary label for what falls short. Slave morality works in reverse. It begins with the enemy. It says, they are evil, and good is whatever opposes that evil. That reactive structure is the tell. When your values are defined primarily by what you're against, what you fear, what threatens you, what you resent, you're operating inside slave morality. And Nietzsche's point isn't that this makes you a bad person. His point is that it makes you a diminished one. He connects this directly to what he calls bad conscience, the inward turning of instincts that once expressed themselves outwardly. Civilization, he argues, redirects aggressive energy inward. Social refinement can generate new forms of self-cruelty. That's the surprise. The more civilized the moral system, the more it can quietly destroy the person living inside it. The phrase "God is dead" gets misread constantly. Nietzsche wasn't celebrating atheism. He was diagnosing a crisis. Christian belief had functioned as the unquestioned foundation of European meaning, the guarantor of moral values. When that foundation collapsed culturally, the values didn't automatically survive. They became groundless. That's the nihilism danger. And Nietzsche's response wasn't passive despair. It was a call for what he termed a revaluation of values, a full examination of which inherited beliefs make a person more capable, creative, and courageous, and which merely produce obedience or self-contempt. He presents the last man as the failure mode, a person who is optimized entirely for comfort, safety, and small pleasures, who blinks and says, "We have invented happiness." For Nietzsche, Gary, that figure is not an achievement, it's a warning. The last man is what happens when a civilization stops demanding anything of itself. The takeaway here is concrete and actionable. Nietzsche's genealogical method is a tool you can use right now, what you might call a moral audit. Take one value you hold strongly. Maybe it's a belief about ambition, about suffering, about what you owe other people. Now ask the three genealogical questions. Where did this come from? What conditions produced it? What does it actually do for me? Does it make me more capable and alive? Or does it keep me small and safe? Remember, Nietzsche doesn't call for abandoning all values. He calls for distinguishing the ones rooted in genuine affirmation from the ones rooted in fear and resentment. Self-overcoming, his central task for any serious person, is not ordinary self-improvement. It means transforming the very standards by which you evaluate yourself. The key idea is this: inherited comfort is not neutral. It has a cost. And the first step toward paying less of that cost is simply seeing the cage clearly.